Stop it. Stop it, Craig. Stop. It is not a winter wonderland. It is springtime.
We can build a snowman.
It is. You know what? We are about to enter the postseason playoffs. We're going into playoffs for hockey season. And even though hockey's played on the ice, it's springtime when we do the playoffs. And you know what? A few years ago, I was lucky enough to be in L.A. during the playoffs with the Kings. And I was hanging out with friends of mine. There's a Chicago bar out there. And I was hanging out with Deirdre Looney from Chicago and her sister, Siobhan. I met her when I was there. I want to say it was like 3 years ago. And she was telling me about her family. She was telling me how proud she was of her son who was playing junior hockey. And she was telling me that she wanted to get him, you know, into acting and into television. And, you know, Sheila, they live in L.A., so that makes sense. But, you know, I'm in show business and people tell you that kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, that's nice. And then I started seeing posts. Not only is he working on television, he is one of the leads in a brand new series called The Detour, which is premiering on Monday. Liam Carroll's on the line with us. Hey, Liam, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm really good. This is such a crazy time. How long ago did you start acting?
Well, I think it's about 2 years now.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That's about when your mom was like, yeah, I think I'm going to send him out for auditions and stuff.
Yeah.
Your mom has had the right instincts. Was that something you were interested in, you know, being on television or acting at all?
I mean, well, I was playing hockey, and someone on my hockey team, his like, dad owns a family theater company.
Uh-huh.
And his parents kind of just make him do it because they don't have to pay. It's just kind of something to do.
Right.
He's like, hey, do you want to do this, you know, theater with me? I want to hang out with somebody. I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. I didn't really think I'd do any acting, just messing around and having fun. But it turned out I kind of liked it, and, you know, I was, like, good at it. I don't know why. And it just, like, it was fun to be someone else.
But what
I don't know, I just kind of liked it.
What a great way to kind of stumble into it. A friend asked you to kind of tag along, and the next thing you know.
Yeah.
I mean, really, how long ago did you audition for The Detour?
I think it was, like, December of 2014, going 15.
Mm-hmm. And you had already done the Neighbors, right?
Yeah.
And how...
That was, like, you know, like, one line, and that was like my just like one of my first auditions, and I was like, I thought that was like a big role for me because, you know, I was actually on TV, and it was like one line. I didn't think I'd get anything better than that.
Well, it was a big role. I mean, how many people, when you went into auditions, let's start with The Neighbors, and you look around, are there just a bunch of kids that look like you, kind of like the same height and hair color?
Yeah, same height. I mean, we all have like a little bit different, so like, you know, there's like, they're all like, you know, white hair, brown hair, you know, it's just
right.
But like they all kind of look different a little bit. They got like a different structure, and it's just like, you don't really know what they're looking for. And so it's kind of just, I always think just be yourself. And if they want that, then you know, like that's the role that's for you.
By the way, everyone in the studio is looking up and going, how much more solid could this kid be? Because we're all like, I don't even know who I am, and bring that. Just be confident. So you get your first role, and then you audition for The Detour. How many callbacks did you have for The Detour? Which is, by the way, the Jason Jones and Samantha Bee series, for people who are not familiar yet. You will be starting on Monday. But how many callbacks did you have for that one?
Well, when I read the script, you know, like some scripts, like they're a little bit confusing. I don't really understand. I get help.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was just like really funny, and I just practiced a lot, and I went in there, and then that was it. Like I waited like a month. I thought I didn't get it because it was like a month went by. I was like, oh, dang. And then like a month later, they called. They're like, oh, well, you're still in the loop. Make sure you stay available for these dates. I was like, wait, I didn't even remember the audition at the time. I was like, what audition? And we looked back and we're like, oh, okay, I guess we're still in the loop. We didn't really know what the loop meant.
You look back with all of your people, Liam. They had to get in touch with some of your people and figure out,
yeah.
You know, because you may have been moving on at that point. You had another offer.
Yeah.
And stay available.
Right.
What does that mean to a young Liam when they tell you to stay
available?
I mean,
I know The Hunger Games was, you know, being made around the time, and you're probably thinking about that. But this is insane. How old is this person?
Yeah.
Liam, you are amazing.
Thanks.
Don't leave town. As it, like you're like, no, I have school.
Right.
I'm
yeah,
good.
No, I wasn't going to go anywhere. I mean, this is like practically like the, you know, the big role, and I'm still in the loop, whatever that means, and pretty excited. And then, you know, and then they say, well, we're coming in, and we want to meet with Jason Jones and Steve Pink, the director.
Oh, so yeah. Like, he's from Chicago. Yeah. Isn't he from Chicago?
I'm not sure. I just know the movies that he's directed.
That is so – okay, so you're meeting with Jason Jones and with Steve Pink, the director.
Now, I mean, I didn't really know who they were until I looked them up because I don't really – the movies they do are, like, not really movies I watch. So.
Well, you're also too young. Some of them are a little more adult.
Yeah, so I don't really – so I looked them up, and apparently they were, like, big. So, you know, I was excited. I was like, okay. And I went in there, and it looked really funny. And so – well, at the time, I I was at hockey and I like spread like I don't know, I hurt my ankle or broke my toe. That's what it was.
Ugh.
I was wearing a boot and my mom was wearing a boot. So we're both wearing a boot walking into the audition. And then so Jason Jones is from Canada. So he plays hockey. So he walks in, he's like, oh, what happened to your toe? I was like, oh, I broke it playing hockey. He's like, really? I play hockey. And it's like, and my mom came in and she's like, oh, yeah, I broke it playing hockey. I was like, well, I play hockey. And it was like a big hockey reunion kind of thing. It was like
that. See, and that's when Jason Jones had to know, well, this is the right kid for my show.
Yeah.
Because on the show, you basically play a fictionalized version of his kid, don't you?
Yeah.
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 And have you met his son?
Yeah, but his son's like, when I was filming in the summer of 2015, I think I was 12, and my birthday was actually on set. I had my birthday on set. I was 12 going 13, and his son was about 10 at the time, I think. So, I mean...
Oh, so he well, and that makes sense that he would want you to be a little bit older so he can kind of do some different things with you, right? And his son can kind of grow into that. He'll keep getting more stories as the series goes on. And his wife in real life is Samantha Bee, and have you been hanging out with her too?
Yeah, she's really nice.
Yeah, she's...
And she has her show, The Full Frontal. I didn't really watch it because my parents don't want me watching it. But...
Yeah, she uses a little bit of language, Liam.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna be a little bit honest with you. There's some language. Oh, it's called Full Frontal. But yeah, someday, and it may not be as interesting to you right now. What do you watch, Liam?
I don't know. Well, I watch shows like, Criminal Minds. I don't really know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, my mom watches it, and I walked in. It was kind of cool. I like intense shows.
Well, you know why I like Criminal Minds, Liam? Because they almost always get the guy, don't they?
Yeah, it makes me feel a little bit safer.
Exactly. I like how it's always tied up in a bow. Once in a while, they have those kind of running storylines, but for the most part, they get the guy at the end. By the way, I was right. Steve Pink is from Evanston Township High School, and I believe he went to high school with my husband. That's why. So that's exciting. You have a lot of Chicago ties. Can we tell everybody what the family business is in Chicago?
Yeah,
it's the Abbey Pub right there on Nelson Avenue. Your grandmother, your grandmother and grandfather own that place, and it's run by your uncles.
Yeah.
Do you get a chance to hang out there when you come into Chicago?
Yeah, but recently it burned down.
That's right. There was a fire. How are they doing? Have you kept up on how they're doing with the rebuilding?
I don't know what they're going to do exactly, because I heard that they weren't going to build it, and then because they didn't want to accept, like, money, because they didn't want to like ask people for money because they couldn't really rebuild it, so they didn't rebuild it. But I'm not sure what's going on.
This is where all the loonies are like, hey, get back to the kids' television series. Okay, fair enough. The Detour is premiering on Monday, and can people watch it online too? Do you know, Liam?
They just released the first episode, the pilot, on YouTube.
Okay.
Like 2 days ago.
What? So we can watch this now?
We could have been prepped.
I think so.
I should have watched this. You know what? Your publicist did send me the link, and I probably should have watched it. I apologize to you, Liam. I owed you more than this.
You haven't watched the pilot yet?
I haven't watched the pilot yet.
He's so sad, though.
Have you watched the pilot? Did you watch the pilot, Liam?
Yeah, I did.
And what did you think?
It was better than I thought it would be.
Isn't that
it's
weird?
Funny.
Right, because you're going through it. It all seems, especially because you do take after take, right? In front of you, over your shoulder.
So they don't really know exactly what they're going for because it's kind of like spread out. They don't like shoot it exactly in order.
Mm-hmm.
Like our first day on set was shooting the, you know, like right in there in the strip club. And it's just like, you don't really know what's going on.
Right.
I mean, you can read the script, but like, once you see it kind of put together, it's like a little puzzle piece.
Well, we're going to watch the show, and that's the thing. I want to watch the show and see, you know, obviously the finished project. I think I'm going to watch the premiere on Monday. That's why I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to go see it
The premiere shoots like shows 3 episodes that day.
I think I'm going to your aunt's house to watch it for a party on Monday night. So I'd rather be surprised with everybody. I'm excited for you, Liam. This is amazing. I'm so excited for you and your family. And TBS already announced that they're going to order the second season. They didn't even air it yet.
I know. That's like, I'm excited because Jason kind of gave us a little like what they're shooting for in the second season, and it's hilarious.
Oh, see,
it's like, well, because it's not just like one of those comedies. Like it kind of has like a storyline to it.
Right. Well, yeah. So it's not like a hit it and quit it kind of that was a weird way to put that.
It's not just like comedy episode. It's just funny episode. It has like a, you know, like they're going to a destination and they have like a reason why they're getting to the destination, and then there's like cops involved, and it's like. At the end of the pilot, they have, like, Jason talking to, like, a federal FBI agent, and you don't really know what's going on, and it's...
Wow.
I think that ties in with the second season. I don't know. It's just, like, it's good to, like, it's funny though, so it's like
it's one long story. Kind of, you know, we get a snippet of the story as we go throughout the season.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they make like actor rookie cards, I want Liam to sign his and send it to me, because this man's going to be very famous.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that. Yeah. He's already on his way, and everybody can follow him, by the way, on Twitter at @TheLiamCarroll. That's 2 R's, 2 L's, and he's got an Instagram account, Official Liam Carroll, and on Facebook as well. Liam, can we check in with you? Talk to your mom. See if I can check in with you. We want to watch the pilot, and I want to see if I can talk to you again next Friday night.
Okay, yeah.
We'd love to do that. Everyone watch the show, and then you can call and ask Liam questions next Friday night. I think that works out very well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Liam Carroll. Congratulations. Okay. We'll talk to you next week. Say hi to your mom for me.
Yeah.
Take care. Bye. Okay. How cool is that? Oh my God, so adorable.
He's adorable.
So sweet. Kind of one of Chicago's own. I think we get to claim him as our own because his mom's from here. Does that count, everybody? We agree?
I'm following him now on Instagram, and he's precious.
Oh, he's so
I don't understand. Griffin is so far advanced.
Look out for the 13-year-olds, the 12 and 13-year-olds.
I got to watch out for this.
Look out for this wave of kids.
Wow.
They are not playing.